Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely useful topics in the entire specification. Topic 4, networks. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Networks sounds a bit dry, but trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll see networks everywhere. Every time you send a message, stream a video, or load a web page, you're relying on the exact concepts we're going to cover today. And the good news? Examiners absolutely love this topic. It comes up every single year. So here's what we're covering today. We'll start with the fundamentals, why we network computers at all, and the difference between a LAN and a WAN. Then we'll explore how the internet actually works, including IP addresses and routers. After that, we'll tackle network performance, protocols, the TCP/IP model, topologies, and security. Then I'll give you my top exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. And we'll finish with a quickfire quiz to test your recall. Ready? Let's go. Section 1. Why do we network computers, and what's the difference between a LAN and a WAN? At its simplest, a network is two or more computers connected together so they can share resources and communicate. But why bother? Well, think about a school. Without a network, every single computer would need its own printer, its own copy of every software application, and you couldn't share files between rooms. Networking solves all of that. It allows resource sharing, printers, storage, internet connections. It enables communication, email, messaging, video calls. And it allows centralised management. One administrator can update software on every machine at once. Now, the exam will almost certainly ask you to distinguish between a LAN and a WAN. A LAN, that's a local area network, covers a small geographical area, like a single building or a school campus. The organisation that uses it typically owns all the hardware. A WAN, a wide area network, spans a large geographical area, often connecting multiple LANs together. The internet is the world's largest WAN. The key distinction examiners are looking for is geographical scale and ownership of the infrastructure. Here's a memory hook for you. Think of LAN as local and nearby, and WAN as wide and national. Simple, but it works. Section 2, the structure of the internet. The internet is a global network of interconnected networks. But how does data actually wind its way from your device to a server on the other side of the world? The answer is IP addresses and routers. Every device on a network has an IP address. That stands for Internet Protocol Address. Think of it like a postal address for your device. IPv4 addresses look like four numbers separated by dots. For example, 192.168.1.1. Each number is between 0 and 255. We're also moving to IPv6, which uses a much longer format to accommodate the billions of devices now connected to the internet. Routers are the devices that direct data packets across networks. When you send data, it's broken into small chunks called packets. Each packet contains the destination IP address, and routers read these addresses and forward each packet along the best available path. Packets from the same message might even travel different routes and reassemble at the destination. This is why the internet is so resilient. If one route goes down, packets can take another path. Section 3, network performance. Examiners love asking about the factors that affect network performance. The four key ones are bandwidth, latency, speed, and interference. Bandwidth is the maximum amount of data that can be transmitted over a network connection in a given time. Think of it like the width of a pipe. A wider pipe lets more water through. Bandwidth is measured in bits per second, so megabits per second, or Mbps, and gigabits per second, or Gbps. Latency is the delay between sending and receiving data. High latency means slow responses. You'll notice this if you've ever had a laggy video call. Latency is measured in milliseconds. Wired connections, using Ethernet cables, generally offer higher speeds, lower latency, and better reliability than wireless connections. Wireless connections using Wi-Fi are more convenient and flexible, but they're susceptible to interference from walls, other devices, and distance from the router. Now, here's where it gets mathematical, and this is a section that tracks on the other candidates. You need to be able to calculate Section 4. Network Protocols. A protocol is a set of rules that governs how data is transmitted across a network. Think of it like a language. For two devices to communicate, they need to speak the same protocol. Examiners expect you to know the purpose of each protocol in the specification. Ethernet is the protocol used for wired LAN connections. Wi-Fi is the protocol for wireless LAN connections. TCP/IP, Transmission Control Protocol / Internet Protocol, is the fundamental protocol suite of the Internet. TCP breaks data into packets, numbers them, and ensures they all arrive and are reassembled correctly. IP handles the addressing and routing of those packets. For web browsing, we have HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, which transfers web pages. HTTPS is the secure version, where data is encrypted. For file transfers, we use FTP, File Transfer Protocol. For email, SMTP sends emails, POP3 downloads emails to your device and usually deletes them from the server, and IMAP keeps emails on the server for access from multiple devices. Memory hook for email protocols, SMTP sends, POP3 pulls down, IMAP inspects on the server. Section 5, the TCP/IP four-layer model. This is a really common exam topic. The TCP/IP model describes how data is transmitted using four layers. Starting from the bottom, layer 1 is the network access layer, physical transmission, Ethernet and Wi-Fi. Layer 2 is the internet layer, logical addressing and routing using IP addresses, where routers operate. Layer 3 is the transport layer, end-to-end communication, TCP and UDP. TCP is reliable but slower. UDP is faster but doesn't guarantee delivery, used for streaming and gaming. Layer 4 is the application layer, HTTP, HTTPS, FTP, SMTP, POP3 and IMAP all live here. When data is sent, it travels down through the layers. Each layer adds its own header, a process called encapsulation. When received, each layer strips off its header, decapsulation. Memory hook from bottom to top, never ignore the application. Network access, internet, transport, application. Section 6, network topologies. In a bus topology, all devices connect to a single backbone cable, with terminators at each end. Cheap and simple, but backbone failure brings down the entire network, and performance degrades as more devices are added. In a star topology, all devices connect to a central switch or hop. If one device fails, the rest are unaffected, much more reliable. But if the central switch fails, the whole network goes down. In a mesh topology, every device connects to every other device. Maximum redundancy, multiple paths between any two devices, used in critical infrastructure. The downside is high cost and complexity. Section 7, network security. A firewall monitors incoming and outgoing traffic and blocks anything that doesn't meet defined security rules. Think of it like a security guard at the door of your network. Access control restricts who can access the network: usernames, passwords, user permissions, and two-factor authentication. Encryption scrambles data so that even if intercepted, it cannot be read without the decryption key. Physical security protects the hardware itself. Locks on server rooms, CCTV cameras, biometric access controls. Penetration testing, ethical hacking, involves authorized professionals attempting to break into a network to find vulnerabilities before malicious hackers do. Anti-malware software detects and removes malicious software, such as viruses, spyware, and ransomware. Now let's talk exam tips and common mistakes. This is where I can really help you pick up extra marks. Common mistake number 1, confusing the roles of different protocols. Candidates often mix up POP3 and IMAP, or confuse TCP with IP. Remember, TCP handles reliable delivery of packets. IP handles addressing and routing. POP3 downloads and deletes from server. IMAP keeps on server. Common mistake number 2, unit errors in calculations. Always check whether your file size is in bits or bytes, and whether your transfer rate is in bits per second or bytes per second. Convert everything to the same unit before calculating. Common mistake number 3, describing topologies without mentioning the key failure points. For star topology, always mention that central switch failure brings down the whole network. For bus, always mention backbone cable failure. Common mistake number 4, confusing physical security with logical security. Physical security protects hardware, locks, CCTV. Logical security protects data and access, passwords, encryption, firewalls. Read the question carefully. Exam tip. When a question says explain, you must say how or why, not just what. Use the word because to force yourself to add the explanation. For 6-mark questions on network security, give 3 distinct security measures, each with a brief explanation of how it works. Now it's time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does LAN stand for, and what geographical area does it cover? Answer: local area network. It covers a small geographical area, like a single building or campus. Question 2. Name the 4 layers of the TCP/IP model from bottom to top. Answer: network access, internet, transport, application. Remember, never ignore the application. Question 3. What is the formula for calculating transmission time? Answer: transmission time equals file size divided by transfer rate. Don't forget to check your units. Question 4. What is the difference between POP3 and IMAP? Answer: POP3 downloads emails to your device and usually deletes them from the server. IMAP keeps emails on the server and allows access from multiple devices. Question 5. In a star topology, what happens if the central switch fails? Answer: the entire network goes down because all devices connect through the central switch. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Let's do a quick summary of the key points to take away. 1. A LAN covers a small area. A WAN covers a large area. The internet is the world's largest WAN. 2. IP addresses identify devices. Routers direct packets across networks. 3. Transmission time equals file size divided by transfer rate. Always check units. Convert bytes to bits by multiplying by 8. 4. Know your protocols. TCP/IP for internet communication. HTTP and HTTPS for web. FTP for files. SMTP to send email. POP3 and IMAP to receive emails. 5. The TCP/IP model has 4 layers: network access, internet, transport, application. 6. Bus topology is cheap but fragile. Star is reliable but depends on the central switch. Mesh is the most resilient but most expensive. 7. Network security measures include firewalls, access control, encryption, physical security, penetration testing, and anti-malware. You've got this. Keep practicing those calculations. Learn those protocol definitions, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you've prepared for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.